Welcome to Township's Daily News Bits.
With Holly Bailey
and Jim Ferrier, bringing you the news and events that matter to townshipers.
Thanks to the Local Journalism Initiative funded by the Government of Canada.
As always, pleased to join you here on 99.1. I'm Holly Bailey, bringing you an episode dedicated to the Brome Lake Rowing Club. They recently launched the season on May 24th down at Douglas Beach with all kinds of exciting news to share. A new website, new boats, and new projects and partnerships in the works. To tell us all about it, we start with Fred Enns, the residing president of Club d'Aviron Lac Brome, or the Brome Lake Rowing Club. Here we go. Okay, Fred Enns, welcome to the Township's Daily News Bits.
Thank you for inviting me.
Okay, so you're the current president of the Brome Lake Rowing Club. This is wonderful. Thank you for joining us to tell us about this. I'd love to know, like, a brief history from the start to now, just to give us a sense of how long this club has been in the works.
Well, it was started in 2017, and it was really out of a few people from Aviron, Quebec, coming to this township and forming a club because they saw Brome Lake and they realized what a great location it was. And so that was kind of the nucleus of it. And local residents got involved and we put together a club, became affiliated with Rowing Canada, and we've been trying to grow it and our coaches and our membership ever since. And in doing that, we've been trying to bring in the children in the community into rowing and really try to bring our contribution as a community club to the whole community of Brome Lake.
To make it more accessible for people and to discover
exactly.
The sport. Okay.
Exactly, because access to Brome Lake and aquatic sports in Brome Lake is something that is a precious and limited commodity. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people, especially underprivileged people, who don't have that much access to the lake or to being able to participate in sports on the lake. And rowing is just a great way, especially for kids, to learn a sport, learn the discipline of that physical activity, and work together as a team to develop.
Okay, I understand you have some interesting partnerships, one with the town of Brome Lake and camp groups. Can you tell us a bit about that, speaking of the youth?
Yeah, well, probably the most important partnership is with the town of Brome Lake, because the town has been really supportive of us for a long time. And it's really in two different ways. I guess the first most important way has been through a cooperation with respect to the Salamander Camp. Mm-hmm. The town, as I think everybody knows, provides a Salamander Camp to residents and also to certain non-residents at another fee, I believe, for a summer camp. For 6 weeks in July and August. And for the last couple of years, we've been partnering with the town to provide part of the activities that take place on the beach days of that summer camp. So 3 days a week, and the camp organizes a group that comes over from the community center where they normally have the main Salamander camp, and they do camp at the beach, and there's various activities at the beach, you can imagine, involving swimming and other things like that. But one of the key components of it is a rowing camp, and that's what we provide.
And that's
so we've
exciting.
Got a couple of coaches. It's really exciting, and the kids, I think, find it absolutely thrilling too, because they get to get on these fantastic boats that are built especially for them. They're not as narrow as the boats adults use. They're a little wider, so they're not as tippy. The kids can get out in the water and learn to row quite quickly, and they have a blast. So we try to get them all out there. We schedule it so that they each get their turn, and they also have other activities on the beach to just learn the basics of rowing.
That's fun.
And it's a great sport for developing concentration, developing self-discipline, each child also enjoying just the tranquility of being out on the water, and getting them away from their phones and their laptops so that they do something that gets their mind onto other activities.
Connecting with nature, right, in a big way,
yeah.
The real kind of connecting. This is wonderful. And rowing is accessible to all ages, I'm discovering as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, when we say all ages, I say we kind of started about 8 years old. We've involved a few of the even younger children last year in the Salamander Camp in the rowing program and found that for some of the younger kids, it was a bit too challenging. So now it's basically from 8 years and up, but that includes a lot of the kids in the Salamander Camp. And yes, children, teenagers, adults, seniors, everybody's out there rowing and everybody can do it in the way they want to. I mean, within our rowing club, we have programs for different ages and different abilities and different ambitions, from just recreational rowing to trying to be more competitive. We've had a couple of young teenagers in our program in the last couple of years who have really sought to go on into more competitive rowing, and they have competed in regattas provincially and done really well. Frankly, they've won a lot of medals in the Quebec Champions last year and the year before.
Okay.
And they're coming back this year. So and those two girls are 14 and 15 years old.
Wow.
So it's great to see that kind of success, and we would love to build that teenage core group of our competitive rowers. And a lot of that will come through the summer camps and the Come and Try events that we're holding on the beach this summer. We're doing a Come and Try on June 13th, and there's invitations going out to a lot of people, and anybody that wants information about it can send us an email, and we'll send them the link for registration. So Come and Try on the 13th. It's a free event, a one-time exposure to rowing, and if they like that, they can sign up for our initiation program, which is like a 3-week course which will teach them all about the joys of rowing and get them into the spot where they could really join the full membership program if they want to.
Okay, so Come and Try. It's free, but we need to register.
That's
please,
right.
Please give us the email where we can get in contact.
It's info@avironknowlton.ca.
Okay. And what are the hours of that event?
It's 9 in the morning till noon on June 13th, which is a Saturday. Everybody that signs up will be part of a group that is there for a one-hour activity. When they go to the link that I'll send it to them if they send me an email at that info address, when they go to the registration site, they can choose 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 11 o'clock. And so that each is a one-hour slot.
And I came by to see the boats. The fleet is brilliant.
It's amazing,
beautiful,
isn't
exciting.
It?
Yeah. I suggest people, if they're curious, at least go and see, you know?
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah, sure. Public are obviously welcome to come out on the 13th to just come to Douglas Beach and watch and see what this is all about and see people who are completely new to rowing learning how to row, and maybe that will give them inspiration to come to our next Come and Try, because we're going to be doing more of these.
Okay. We,
through those Come and Tries, people get a chance to get into these boats and try a sport that they've maybe never ever had the opportunity to try before. And then if they like it, they can sign up for other programs that we have. And we try to make our programs very accessible. I mean, we're a club. We call ourselves a rowing club, yes, but we are not in any means a private club. We are an organization that tries to provide the rowing equipment and coaches and opportunities to the public at a fee that covers our basic costs. And when I say that, I'm actually probably being generous, because honestly, it's not even covering all of our costs, but we rely a lot on donations, in particular in order to be able to offer our programs to the youth in the community at no cost. For example, in Knowlton Academy, and soon we're going to be doing this in St. Edward's, we offer Come and Try events at no charge whatsoever. And also the Salamander Camp rowing days are also provided at no charge through a grant from Rowing Canada, gifts from generous donors like the Lions Club and the Optimist Club, and other donors like that, so that we can allow the children of our community to experience this new sport at no cost for them. And
that's wow.
The rest of our costs, even for regular members, honestly, they're really relatively quite low. It's we try to make it as accessible as possible to everyone, and we provide boats, we provide coaches, and yes, the inventory of boats is becoming quite impressive.
And speaking of coaches, you have like international level professional coaches.
Yes, we really are. We are blessed in that. I mean, one of the people who was very key in founding the Cub in the first place in 2017 was Gavin Mackay, who's a local resident now, has been since then, originally from Victoria, British Columbia. He was a coach with Rowing Canada, then he was a coach with Aviron Quebec, which is how he came out here. And he now is the owner-operator of a company called Philippi Canada, which is in partnership with us, so another one of our important partnership, a sponsor really of the club, and he's helped us acquire a lot of the inventory that we were talking about in, mm-hmm. of these new boats. So he's one of our very important advisors on coaching, curriculum, and techniques. And we also have Akram Othmani, who is from Tunisia originally, but now resident here in Quebec, lives in Waterloo. And he is this year going to be spending full time throughout the summer coaching and managing the roster of coaches that we have for all of our programs. He's also going to be introducing a program for handicapped rowers, so para-rowing. And a lot of our equipment can be adapted so it can be used by handicapped rowers. And so it's really very possible and a lot of fun. And so we invite those people to get in touch with us as well to learn more about the program. And then we have another couple of coaches, one of whom is on the Rowing Canada Beach Sprint team right now. So yeah, we have a roster of people that really have amazing credentials and experiences, and it's
Brilliant.
Really a lot of fun.
Wow, yeah. This is right at our fingertips, and it's community mm-hmm. focused or community centric, which is really lovely. That's
yeah.
great. And there's so many new projects. You've got a new website. So it's under the new name Brome Lake Rowing Club or Club d'Aviron Lac Brome. And there's also, as we mentioned, new boats, but new projects and partnerships. Can you tell us about the Brome Lake House? That has the green light, I hear.
Yeah, it has the green light. That is another aspect of our partnership with the town of Brome Lake.
Okay.
We've been looking for a place in order to build a permanent home for our organization for a long time. And we've looked at various locations around the Douglas Beach because that is the ideal kind of launching spot for our rowing activities on Brome Lake. And as everybody knows, Douglas Beach isn't a huge beach. There's not a lot of space there. People may have noticed it on the left-hand side of the beach. If you're facing the lake, there's a big white tent. That's where we operate right now. But it's not an ideal location for a permanent building because it's quite low-lying and close to a wet zone. But together with the town, we've come to an arrangement with the Club Nautique or the Brome Lake Boat Club, which is just to the other side of Douglas Beach. And in a three-way arrangement between these three parties, the town, the boat club, and us, we've come to an agreement that basically allows us access to build on the strip of land between Douglas Beach and the boat club. And it's land owned by the boat club, which they're providing to us through a right of use and the right to build on that land and own the building that's going to be built on that land. And that building is going to become known as the Brome Lake Lake House or Maison du Lac. And this entity will try to be more than just a host to rowing, but really a host to various organizations offering sporting activities on the lake or on the edges of the lake, at the beach. And again, there's a partnership with the town in that we're going to be providing, together with the town, more access through our dock to the public to be able to launch canoes, paddle boards, any non-motorized water vehicle that they want to get out onto the lake, they can use our dock to get there. And that's something that I think a lot of people already appreciate and use at our current location, but it will be even more effective in the future. Plus the building, once we are able to complete fundraising and build it, which we are hoping to do in a year, we want to make available to various organizations to allow more than just rowing to occur there, but to allow other sports and other organizations with activities on the lake to be conducted from that site.
Okay, exciting new waves happening
yes.
here for the club.
Fred Enns, the residing president of the Brome Lake Rowing Club here on the township's Daily News Bits. Next up, we hear from Gavin Mackay, the president of Philippi Canada, who reps the internationally acclaimed Italian boats that are making such a splash on the world scene and available to rowers right here in Brome Lake. Let's have a listen.
So you are an Eastern Townshipper now. You reside here and have a fabulous company. Can you take us into this?
I sure can. I'm happy that my wife and I decided to move here in 2015. Mm-hmm. And so we still feel a bit like we're newcomers to the community, but we're finding spots to connect in and having a lot of fun. My company is called Philippi Boats Canada.
Okay.
It is a national dealership which supplies rowing shells to all of Canada, rowing clubs or private individuals who want them. We also provide consulting to rowing clubs or rowing associations. And we have a little repair service that we run for those boats as well.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. So Philippi Canada. So that's your company, and there's an amazing sponsorship partnership with the Brome Lake Rowing Club. Can you tell us about your implication there?
Sure. Well, I think there are two sides to that agreement, which is really a lot of fun for me. One is that I supply some equipment, some really high-level equipment for the rowing club that can be used actually for beginners or people who want to go further into the sport and maybe get into even some racing. And then in return, I got some visibility from the club, but also a Canadian test site where people from all across the country can come in and try our boats. If they're thinking about making a purchase, they can try them before purchasing. So a great opportunity for my business and for the town as well. We can hopefully bring a number of people to do a little bit of tourism as well as check out our boats.
And these are handcrafted in Italy, beautifully designed, and they're speaking on a world forum. Tell us about their success rate.
Oh, absolutely. That's an example at the last Olympic Games. Philippi Boats won 64% of all the medals in the rowing events, obviously.
My mouth just dropped. That's excessive.
Yeah.
Wow, extreme.
Yeah. It's really something. I mean, there's a lot of top athletes and top coaches and who put just a tremendous amount of faith into that equipment. And, you know, I mean, something special about getting a Philippi, and just the detail and craftsmanship at the factory is incredible. The amount of innovation, I can't say enough good things about that company. It's a real pleasure to represent them.
Now, you've brought these boats. So here, say I am arriving at the beach, like on May 24th, there was a come and check out the scene and the launch of the season. And your tent was filled with gorgeous boats. And I'm told you have new boats added to the fleet. Could you tell us what's exciting for people here?
Sure. I mean, there are a number of elements that are exciting. This year, we've added a double scull, which is so two people can row together as a team. And we've also added a quadruple scull, so four people can go out as a team. And we've added some coastal rowing opportunities. So coastal rowing is a new sport that, well, it's been around for 7-8 years, roughly, maybe more. I could be mistaken, so don't quote me on that part. But Coastal rowing will be in the LA Olympics in 2028. That'll be the first time that that sport gets a lot of visibility. And so, in fact, in the Brome Lake Rowing Club, there is a member and one of their coaches who has been on the Canadian national team for coastal rowing.
Wow.
So they will now get to train in a Filippi coastal shell, as well as all of the other members who would like to take it for a spin. They're certainly welcome to do that. It's very likely that the Filippi brand will be part of the fleet that's available for people to race at the Olympic Games in 2028.
My goodness. And
Yeah.
so let's talk about the lake. Brome Lake, you're saying it's an ideal training space? Like, what is the value of the lake?
I think the lake is part of what brought my wife and I to this community. It's in a really unique position, just over an hour away from Montreal. So anything that somebody would need is not far away.
Okay.
But if you look at the lake itself, the shape of the lake means that there's a no almost no matter which wind direction or which direction the wind is coming from, we can find flat water on the lake. So for classic rowing, that's a big feature. Calm water is kind of like carving fresh tracks in the snow, on a powder day.
Oh, yes.
So if you can get calm water, then that's a big advantage. The other advantage that it has is completely the opposite, is that the lake is large enough that it can get windy on the lake, and our regattas in rowing typically run whether it's windy or not. And so to be able to experience rowing in some waves and learn how to do that properly is a big challenge. And we can do that on our lake just by deciding where we want to row,
Wow,
which
okay.
part of the lake we want to row on. And so we can develop rowers and athletes who can manage, they can develop the skills to manage all conditions. And that's a big advantage when you go to a race, especially if you're putting a huge effort and your race is an international race and it happens to be windy that day, you better know how to manage it.
Absolutely. And this lake can whip up fast, like it's shallow in
Yeah.
comparison to the others, so those waves really pick up quickly. You're right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's true. We don't want to be rowing in the waves all the time because we've got some basic skills to learn and they're tough to learn when it's rough. But we can get some just beautiful stretches of water out there that are long enough that people can work on their training too. Getting a little technical, but they can develop their aerobic system to a higher level when they can keep going for a longer period or get in more intervals in calm water without having to take an extended break just to turn around. Yeah.
So, someone out there who's listening, maybe they've never tried the sport and are interested, can you give us a sense? I'm assuming you have a love affair with the sport of rowing. What is it
Yes.
to you? What does it bring to you, or what does it mean for you?
Gosh, so much community, teamwork, athleticism, health. It's all of that. To me, the challenge is really fun too. And then there's something magic that happens when you are rowing and you feel your boat gliding across the water, and it's just like this kind of it almost sounds like this gentle stream running underneath your boat. And so it's really calming. And I think it helps people center themselves. And there's all that side that happens. And beyond that, you're in nature. The scenery out on the lake is amazing. My favorite time to row on this lake is in the fall when all the colors are out,
Oh,
to
yes.
be out there when the leaves are changing. And then just to see that, it's incredible. So, I have to say I'm originally from Victoria. We've got some pretty spectacular sights out there too, but this ranks really high for me as a top, it's to me it's a top destination for rowing.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your investment in our community and our health and well-being, and for putting a beautiful, like, glory on our lake and what magic it can bring to everyone. It's something, just being on the water has so much to it. It's a beautiful experience.
Yeah, well, and thank you for your time. I really appreciate the chance to get the word out a little bit.
Cool. Have a great season, Gavin, and thank you again.
Okay, thanks a ton.
Bye.
Bye.
Gavin MacKay there of Philippi Canada, a sponsor of the Brome Lake Rowing Club. We also heard from Fred Enns, the president, and everyone is invited to come and check out the sport on June 13th. It's their come and try day that runs from 9 to noon. It is free, but you must sign up. So send them an email at info@avironlacbrome.ca. And you're invited as well to go check out their new website, avironlacbrome.ca, where you can find out about memberships, programs, and even their initiation program for people who would just like to get a feel for the sport. So best of luck to the club, wishing everyone a wonderful and safe season out on the lake. And as they say, there's nothing like experiencing the lake by being on it. So thank you to the club for making it accessible to our community and for getting us out there and moving in the sunshine, the rain, the wind, and the waves. Take care, everyone. This is Holly Bailey with the Local Journalism Initiative, funded by the Government of Canada.